In a literary landscape dominated by epic fantasy and romance, the disabled tyrant's beloved pet fish emerges as a uniquely captivating tale that has taken the Danmei, Chinese BL, community by storm. This imaginative novel by Shui Shan Feihu combines elements of transmigration, court intrigue, and slow burn romance with an unusual premise: a modern man reincarnated as a fish in an ancient imperial court. The book has garnered a devoted following among celebrities like Wang Yibo and Liu Yifei, who have publicly praised its clever blend of humor and political machinations. What makes this novel particularly refreshing is how it subverts typical power dynamics, placing the protagonist in perhaps the most vulnerable position imaginable, as a small carp completely dependent on the whims of a feared prince. As court politics and assassination plots unfold around them, this unlikely pair forms a bond that transcends the boundaries between human and fish, between master and pet, creating a story that's as thought-provoking as it is entertaining. Li Yu's journey begins with a shocking realization. He has somehow transmigrated into the body of a carp in what appears to be ancient China. After confirming this isn't merely a bizarre dream by experiencing the pain of hitting his tail against a rock, he overhears servants discussing a 1,000 carp soup being prepared for a noble consort's birthday banquet. The horror of potentially becoming someone's meal sends Li Yu into a panic, and during a desperate escape attempt from the servant Gao Gonggong's grip, he finds himself caught mid-air by a large white cat. Terrified of becoming the cat's snack, Li Yu finds himself trapped between sharp teeth as the feline sprints away with him. The situation grows even more dire when the cat encounters a young man in resplendent robes blocking its path. When the arrogant cat attempts to pounce on the young man's shins, it bounces off his firm legs, loosening its grip enough for Li Yu to roll free. In his desperate attempt to escape, Li Yu accidentally slaps the cat with his tail, enraging it further. As the cat pins him down with a heavy paw, Li Yu notices a pair of pitch-black, cloud-patterned boots approaching. Just when all seems lost, the handsome youth in luxurious robes, who Li Yu later discovers is Prince Jing, inexplicably pauses and returns to rescue the dying fish. Despite his advisor Wang Shi's protests, Prince Jing gently picks up the wounded carp and carries him to the nearest garden. In his dazed state, Li Yu feels an unexpected comfort in the prince's careful handling. Suddenly, a notification appears before his eyes. "Congratulations, user! The first part of the Mo Pet System main quest, Tyrant's Priceless Pet Fish, First Meeting with the Tyrant, has been completed." This surreal moment confirms Li Yu's suspicions. He hasn't just transmigrated into a fish, he's been placed in a system-guided role with specific quests to complete. The Mo Pet System reveals that his only path back to humanity lies in completing these quests as Prince Jing's pet fish. Even more shocking, Li Yu realizes he's transmigrated into a web novel he once read called The Tyrant and His Delicate Concubine, where Prince Jing, actually Mu Tenchi, the emperor's fifth son, eventually becomes a ruthless tyrant who slaughters entire families when displeased. Li Yu's mission becomes clear. He must complete the system's quests while potentially influencing Prince Jing's development before he fully evolves into the bloodthirsty tyrant of the original story. Prince Jing, born Mu Tianqi, is the emperor's fifth son, a figure shrouded in complexity and contradiction. Born with a speech impediment that renders him mute, he lost his right to the throne despite being the empress's son. His mother, Empress Shao Hui, died shortly after his birth, devastated that her son would never speak. The emperor, though distant, still cares for his late empress's child, ordering him to move to his own manor early to shield him from palace politics. When Li Yu first encounters Prince Jing, he sees a cold, indifferent young man, not yet the bloodthirsty tyrant he'll eventually become in the original novel. The prince's muteness has isolated him, forcing him to communicate through writing or through his loyal servant Wang Shi. Despite his intimidating reputation, Prince Jing shows unexpected gentleness toward Li Yu, rescuing him from certain death and carefully tending to his needs. Their early interactions reveal Prince Jing's careful, methodical nature. When feeding Li Yu for the first time, the prince hesitates, unfamiliar with pet care. After 10 minutes of contemplation, he finally throws a handful of red pellets into the tank with excessive force, nearly pelting the startled fish. Yet when he notices Li Yu has eaten his fill, the prince reaches into the tank and gently nudges him, helping the little carp digest his meal. Li Yu quickly learns that the prince's cold exterior hides a complex inner world. Despite his inability to speak, Prince Jing communicates volumes through his actions, from the elaborate crystal tank he commissions for Li Yu to the way he protectively cups the fish in his hand when threatened by noble consort Chu's cat. When Prince Jing brings Li Yu to meet the emperor, it becomes clear that the fish represents something significant to the prince, perhaps his first opportunity to care for another living being, or to experience a connection unburdened by the complications of human interaction. As their bond deepens, Li Yu discovers that Prince Jing isn't merely cold, he's calculating and observant, noticing details others miss. When mysterious events begin occurring in his chambers, the prince methodically investigates, eventually suspecting that his pet fish might be more than it appears. This suspicion culminates when Prince Jing witnesses Li Yu's transformation and begins researching carp spirits, revealing his intellectual curiosity and open-mindedness despite the superstitions of his time. The imperial court seethes with ambition and treachery, creating dangerous currents for both Prince Jing and his fishy companion to navigate. At the center of this political maelstrom is noble consort Qu and her son, the second prince Mu Tianzhao, who have positioned themselves as the emperor's favorites. With the empress's position vacant for 20 years and the emperor having lost 2 sons already, noble consort Qu has carefully maneuvered her son toward becoming the crown prince. Li Yu's arrival coincides with a pivotal moment in court politics. During his first visit to Chanqing Palace with Prince Jing, Li Yu witnesses the dynamic between the emperor, Prince Jing, and noble consort Qu firsthand. When the noble consort's white cat, Piao Shui, attempts to attack Li Yu, Prince Jing protectively flicks the cat away. Noble consort Qu seizes this opportunity, pretending distress while reminding the emperor that this isn't the first time Prince Jing has taught her beloved pet a lesson, implying he doesn't respect her as his stepmother. The second prince supports his mother's manipulation, calling Prince Jing's behavior mischievous while claiming he meant no harm, effectively accepting Prince Jing's guilt for him. Li Yu, furious at their manipulation of Prince Jing's inability to speak in his own defense, blows out a huge bubble and turns his tail disdainfully toward the second prince. This political tension escalates when Li Yu pretends to die while under noble consort Qu's care, causing her to panic about being blamed. In a desperate attempt to hide the dead fish, she wraps Li Yu in her handkerchief, only for him to suddenly revive and launch himself at her face. During this chaotic encounter, Li Yu manages to knock loose the luminous pearl from her hairpin, an item he needs for a side quest, while simultaneously exposing noble consort Qu's suspicious behavior toward Prince Jing's pet. The consequences are swift and far-reaching. The emperor confines noble consort Qu to her palace and abandons plans to promote her son. Later, after the second prince attempts to frame Ye Qinghuan, Prince Jing's cousin, for murder, the emperor demotes him from prince to marquis and further demotes noble consort Qu to concubine with continued house arrest. These decisions signal a major shift in court politics, with counselors who previously supported the second prince beginning to make other plans. Throughout these political machinations, Li Yu uses his unique position as Prince Jing's pet to observe and occasionally influence events. Despite being a fish, he manages to warn Ye Qinghuan about the second prince's plot through an anonymous letter delivered by Ye's dog, Xiong Feng. when Prince Jing decides to accompany Ye Qinghuan to the palace during the dangerous period mentioned in the letter, Li Yu accompanies them, determined to protect both his master and his cousin from the second prince's schemes. The Mo Pet system that governs Li Yu's existence as a fish establishes clear parameters for his return to humanity. Each completed quest brings rewards and advances him toward his ultimate goal of regaining human form. The system's interface appears as golden text before Li Yu's eyes, offering main quest and side quest options that he can control with his thoughts, a fortunate accommodation for his fish form. Li Yu's primary mission, Tyrant's Priceless Pet Fish, requires him to complete a series of increasingly intimate interactions with Prince Jing. The first part, First Meeting with the Tyrant, is completed when Prince Jing rescues him from the cat. Subsequent tasks include interact with the tyrant, get along with the tyrant, share a bed with the tyrant, and finally, intimate contact with the tyrant. Each completed quest brings tangible rewards. After successfully getting along with the tyrant by spending quality time with Prince Jing, Li Yu gains heightened healing powers. Completing Share a Bed rewards him with a lifelike fish plushie that later proves crucial for his temporary human adventures. The system also offers side quests, like Clear Bright Pearl, which rewards Li Yu with a transformation medicine, allowing him to return to human form for 2 hours after obtaining Noble Consort Q's Luminous Pearl. The most significant reward comes after completing intimate contact with the tyrant, a task Li Yu accomplishes while drunk on alcohol-soaked plums when he nibbles Prince Jing's Adam's apple. This success doubles all of Li Yu's stats, including his inventory space, transformation time, tail strength, and healing abilities. It even doubles his physical size, requiring Prince Jing to remodel his ornamental mountain and order a larger fish tank. As Li Yu progresses through these quests, he unlocks new abilities that expand his agency, despite his fish form. He gains a tiny inventory space accessed through a jade-colored scale beneath his fin, allowing him to store items like water and a piece of carpet. After completing the Impenetrable Defense side quest by warning Ye Qinghuan about the Second Prince's plot, Li Yu receives new fish scales in 5 color options, transforming his appearance from ordinary gray-black to a distinguished black-gold coloration. Perhaps most importantly, Li Yu eventually gains the ability to transform into a human for 1 hour per day through a new jade scale next to his inventory access scale. This limited human form allows him to explore Prince Jing's manor, enjoy human food, and even save Prince Jing from blinding himself with lime powder after an assassination attempt. Though these transformations come with complications, like appearing naked without clothes and risking discovery, they represent significant progress toward Li Yu's goal of returning to humanity permanently. Li Yu's ability to transform between fish and human forms creates both opportunities and complications, leading to some of the novel's most humorous and touching moments. His first transformation occurs when he uses the medicine earned from the Clear Bright Pearl side quest during a banquet at Prince Jing's manor. Planning meticulously, Li Yu positions a fish plushie on his white rock bed and covers it with a leaf blanket to create the illusion he's sleeping. After drinking the tasteless transformation medicine, his vision blurs and he loses consciousness. When Li Yu awakens in human form, he immediately faces a new problem. He has no clothes. Forced to borrow Prince Jing's inner robes and underwear, he carefully stages his escape through the manor's windows. His human adventures include struggling to walk properly after being accustomed to swimming, enjoying a feast in the kitchen with the help of a kind servant named Auntie Shu, and attempting to watch an opera performance before being discovered by Wang Shi, who accuses him of stealing Prince Jing's fish. The transformation's temporary nature creates constant tension, as Li Yu must return to his tank before the 2 hours expire. In one particularly close call, Li Yu jumps out a window just as he transforms back into a fish, appearing in a tea bowl below and leaving behind only a pile of clothes. This miraculous escape leaves the guards baffled as they find no human, only the prince's missing fish swimming happily in the bowl. As Li Yu's relationship with Prince Jing deepens, his transformations become more complicated. After saving Prince Jing from blinding himself with lime powder following an assassination attempt, Li Yu reveals his human form directly to the prince. Though he manages to escape before Prince Jing can question him, this encounter leaves the prince connecting the dots about the mysterious youth who always appears near him yet can't be found by others. Eventually, Prince Jing deduces that his pet fish Xiao Yu is somehow transforming into a human. He examines other fish from the kitchen, finding they lack Xiao Yu's unique spirit and intelligence. Concerned by warnings from Ye Qinghuan that supernatural beings like Yao can be dangerous and suck away essence, Prince Jing researches carp spirits in ancient texts about cultivation and immortality. Despite these concerns, Prince Jing's affection for Li Yu remains unchanged. When he discovers the transformed Xiao Yu drunk on alcohol-soaked plums, the prince helps him to bed, accepting the drunken fish's affectionate nibble on his throat. Later, Prince Jing even arranges clothes in his size and leaves snacks and tea for Li Yu to enjoy during his human transformations, creating a secret space for his fish to experience humanity without fear of discovery. Li Yu's physical transformation from an ordinary gray-black carp to a distinguished black goldfish parallels his growing importance in Prince Jing's life. Initially described as the most ordinary fish used for cooking, Li Yu begins losing his original scales after completing the Impenetrable Defense side quest. The system explains that normal fish scales can no longer handle the intensity of your behavior and offers 5 color options for replacement: gold, red, green, silver, and purple. Selecting gold scales closest to a koi's coloring, Li Yu begins a remarkable physical transformation. The golden scales first appear on his tail before gradually spreading to his stomach. Wang Shi, noticing this change, is astonished, having only seen such gold coloring on koi before. Prince Jing, already convinced Xiao Yu is a carp spirit, calmly accepts this development as further evidence of his pet's supernatural nature. This physical transformation coincides with Li Yu's growing influence and agency. No longer just a passive observer, he actively intervenes in court politics, warns Ye Qinghuan about plots against him, exposes noble consort Chu's deception, and even saves Prince Jing from being blinded after an assassination attempt. His value to Prince Jing increases to the point that the prince rejects magnificent koi sent by the emperor, preferring his ordinary turned extraordinary carp. Li Yu's transformation also affects how others perceive him. During the imperial banquet at Taihe Hall, the princess of Jinju becomes completely captivated by Prince Jing's fish, ignoring Mu Tianzhao's attempts to woo her. When the second prince jealously orders carp soup, the princess boldly confronts him, demonstrating how Li Yu has become a symbol of Prince Jing's unique character and discernment. Perhaps most significantly, Li Yu's physical transformation reflects his evolving relationship with Prince Jing. As his scales change from ordinary gray to brilliant gold, their bond deepens from master pet to something more complex and intimate. The prince begins carrying Li Yu everywhere in a crystal bottle, commissioning elaborate tanks for his comfort, and eventually providing him with human clothes and accommodations during his transformations. When Prince Jing finally names his fish Xiao Yu, the same nickname Li Yu had in his modern life, it symbolizes a recognition of the fish's unique identity and importance. Prince Jing's character development forms the emotional core of the novel as he gradually transforms from a cold, distant figure into someone capable of deep attachment and protection. Born mute and rejected as heir despite being the empress's son, Prince Jing has built walls around himself, interacting minimally with others and expressing little emotion. His reputation for coldness is so established that when he rescues Li Yu from the cat, Wang Shi is shocked by this unprecedented act of mercy. Li Yu's presence gradually softens Prince Jing's demeanor, drawing out aspects of his personality that have long remained hidden. When Li Yu first arrives at Jingtai Hall, Prince Jing's personal territory in the palace, the prince demonstrates unexpected patience and care, personally feeding the fish and helping him digest his food. These small acts of tenderness reveal a capacity for nurturing that contradicts his fearsome reputation. A pivotal moment in Prince Jing's development occurs when Li Yu witnesses him kill an assassin with cold efficiency. Terrified by this glimpse of the prince's potential for violence, Li Yu trembles uncontrollably when Prince Jing tries to touch him afterward. For the first time, Li Yu truly understands what tyrant means, someone who can take a life without his brow even twitching. Yet even in this moment, Prince Jing shows concern for Li Yu's fear, changing his bloody clothes and washing away the blood before approaching the tank again. When Li Yu continues avoiding his touch, Prince Jing places the frightened fish in a flower petal-shaped tea bowl by his pillow rather than returning him to the tank. This gesture of compromise, allowing Li Yu space while keeping him close, demonstrates the prince's growing emotional intelligence. When Li Yu accidentally bites Prince Jing's finger in his nervous state, the prince doesn't punish him but simply rubs his head and goes to sleep, showing remarkable forbearance. As Prince Jing begins to suspect Xiao Yu is actually a carp spirit, his relationship with Li Yu evolves further. Rather than reacting with fear or rejection, the prince researches carp spirits and prepares accommodations for Li Yu's human form, including properly sized clothes and snacks. When he discovers the transformed Xiao Yu drunk on alcohol-soaked plums, Prince Jing helps him to bed with gentle care, accepting the drunken fish's affectionate nibble without anger. Perhaps most telling is Prince Jing's reaction when Li Yu saves him from blinding himself with lime powder after an assassination attempt. Despite his suspicion that the mysterious youth is connected to his missing fish, Prince Jing shows gratitude rather than suspicion, reaching for Li Yu's arm to prevent him from disappearing. Later, when reflecting on their mutual debts, he saved Xiao Yu from a cat while Xiao Yu helped save his relatives, Prince Jing acknowledges the balance in their relationship, suggesting a growing respect for Li Yu as more than just a pet. What begins as a simple master-pet relationship between Prince Jing and Li Yu evolves into something far more complex and intimate. Their bond develops through a series of small, meaningful interactions, from Prince Jing personally feeding Li Yu and helping him digest his food, to Li Yu warning the prince about political plots and saving him from being blinded. Early in their relationship, Li Yu sees Prince Jing primarily as his ticket back to humanity, focusing on completing system quests to regain human form. Yet, as he spends more time with the prince, Li Yu develops genuine concern for his welfare. When noble consort Qu and the second prince manipulate the emperor by exploiting Prince Jing's inability to speak in his own defense, Li Yu becomes furious, blowing bubbles in protest and later orchestrating an elaborate scheme to expose their deception. Similarly, Prince Jing initially views Li Yu as an unusual but entertaining pet, impressed by the fish's apparent intelligence and responsiveness. When Li Yu jumps perfectly into Prince Jing's palm without prompting during Ye Qinghuan's visit, the prince feels a surge of pride. Later, when Prince Jing learns that Li Yu is actually a carp spirit capable of human transformation, his fascination deepens into curiosity about supernatural beings. Their bathing scene marks a turning point in their relationship. When Prince Jing prepares for his bath, Li Yu excitedly jumps around his tank until Wang Shi suggests bringing the fish along. To Li Yu's surprise, Prince Jing has specifically replaced the hot water with cold water to accommodate his pet fish. During their bath together, the prince playfully splashes Li Yu, revealing a rare smirking expression Li Yu had never seen before. This playful interaction, free from the constraints of court etiquette, allows both to express joy in each other's company. As Li Yu's quests progress toward intimate contact with the tyrant, their relationship takes on romantic undertones. After nibbling Prince Jing's Adam's apple while drunk, Li Yu completes his quest but has no memory of the incident. Prince Jing, however, remembers it vividly, hoping the fish will recall their intimate moment. When Prince Jing discovers Li Yu has been transforming into a human, he secretly watches through a mirror, respectfully averting his eyes whenever Li Yu dresses. The prince's thoughts reveal his growing desire. After being nibbled by his fish, the prince longed to nibble back. By the novel's conclusion, their relationship has transcended the boundaries between human and fish, between master and pet. Prince Jing accepts Li Yu's dual nature as both carp and human, preparing accommodations for both forms. Li Yu, meanwhile, finds himself increasingly concerned with Prince Jing's welfare and happiness, far beyond what his system quests require. When Prince Jing finally names his fish Sha Yu, the same nickname Li Yu had in his modern life, it symbolizes a recognition of the fish's unique identity and importance, suggesting that their bond will continue to deepen regardless of Li Yu's physical form. Li Yu's knowledge of the original web novel, The Tyrant and His Delicate Concubine, gives him unique insight into the fate awaiting the characters around him. According to the story he remembers, Prince Jing will eventually inherit the throne and become a bloodthirsty tyrant, while noble consort Q and her son will meet grisly ends. Other characters, like Ye Qinghuan, will become innocent victims in the prince's power struggle, framed by the second prince and sacrificed by the sixth prince's manipulations, ultimately leading to his execution. Armed with this foreknowledge, Li Yu attempts to change the course of events, particularly for those he cares about. When he realizes Ye Qinghuan will be framed by the second prince, Li Yu activates a side quest called Impenetrable Defense and writes a warning letter delivered by Ye's dog Xiang Feng. This intervention allows Ye Qinghuan to prepare for the trap, and with Prince Jing's protection, he escapes the fate that awaited him in the original story. Li Yu also notices a significant deviation from the original plot when Prince Jing shows complete indifference to Chu Yan Yu, who, in the novel, was supposed to become his beloved concubine. When the third prince offers to gift both Chu Yan Yu and another dancer to Prince Jing, the prince simply responds, "No," shocking everyone. Later, when Chu Yan Yu directly confronts Prince Jing about his disinterest, the prince simply walks away, suggesting the original love story between them will not unfold as written. These changes to the original plot create both hope and anxiety for Li Yu. On the one hand, they suggest that fate isn't fixed, that his presence and actions can alter the course of events and potentially prevent Prince Jing from becoming the bloodthirsty tyrant of the original story. On the other hand, they introduce unpredictability, making Li Yu's foreknowledge less reliable as a guide to navigating court politics. Li Yu's most significant impact may be on Prince Jing himself. By providing companionship and eventually intimate connection to the isolated prince, Li Yu offers an emotional outlet that Prince Jing lacked in the original story. Their playful interactions during bath time, their quiet moments of companionship as Prince Jing reads or paints, and their growing mutual trust all suggest a softening of the prince's character that might prevent his evolution into the tyrant of the original novel. When Prince Jing demonstrates cold efficiency in killing an assassin, Li Yu is terrified, seeing firsthand the potential for the prince to become the ruthless figure from the story. Yet even in this moment, Prince Jing shows concern for Li Yu's fear, changing his bloody clothes before approaching the tank again. This awareness of how his actions affect others represents a crucial difference from the tyrant who would slaughter entire families without remorse. Throughout the novel, Li Yu's seemingly small actions create ripple effects that dramatically alter the trajectory of events in the imperial court. Despite his limited mobility and communication as a fish, he manages to influence major political developments through clever schemes and strategic interventions. Li Yu's first significant impact occurs during his initial meeting with the emperor, when noble consort Q attempts to manipulate the situation to Prince Jing's disadvantage. By splashing water on Prince Jing's pants, Li Yu creates an opportunity for the prince to notice the bruise on his leg from the cat's attack, providing evidence against noble consort Q's claims. This simple act buys Prince Jing time to cool down and reunite with Wang Shi, who can speak in his defense. Later, when Noble Consort Q and the Second Prince have Prince Jing at a disadvantage, Li Yu pretends to die while in their care, creating a crisis that exposes their suspicious behavior. His dramatic resurrection and attack on Noble Consort Q not only secures the luminous pearl he needs for his quest, but also thoroughly discredits her in the Emperor's eyes, leading to her confinement and the abandonment of plans to promote her son. Li Yu's warning letter to Ye Qinghuan about the Second Prince's plot represents perhaps his most direct intervention in court politics. By alerting the House of Qing'en to the trap being set for Ye Shizi, Li Yu prevents an innocent man's execution and helps expose the Second Prince's treachery. This intervention ultimately leads to the Second Prince's demotion from prince to marquis and Noble Consort Q's further demotion to concubine with continued house arrest, major shifts in the court's power dynamics. Even Li Yu's presence at key events creates unexpected consequences. When Prince Jing brings him to the imperial banquet at Taihe Hall, the Princess of Jinju becomes completely captivated by the fish, ignoring Mu Tianzhao's attempts to woo her. This seemingly small detail contributes to the Emperor's decision to match the princess with Ye Qinghuan instead of the Second Prince, further diminishing Mu Tianzhao's political prospects. Perhaps most significantly, Li Yu's growing bond with Prince Jing appears to be altering the prince's character development. By providing companionship to the isolated prince and showing him unconditional affection despite his coldness, Li Yu offers an emotional connection that Prince Jing lacked in the original story. Their playful interactions during bath time, their quiet moments of companionship, and their growing mutual trust all suggest a softening of the prince's character that might prevent his evolution into the tyrant of the original novel. Through these ripple effects, Li Yu demonstrates that even the smallest being can influence the course of events when acting with intelligence, courage, and compassion. His journey from helpless fish to active participant in court politics reflects the novel's underlying message about the power of connection to transform not just individuals, but entire systems of power.